You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Today, we're going to talk about the campaign school at Yale University. I had the distinct honor of being selected to attend this intensive program in June, and I have developed a true friendship with Patty Rousseau, and I have invited her today to tell everyone about this fabulous leadership program that she has a passion and love for. So I'm going to open it up and let Patty tell you about herself and about this fantastic opportunity for leadership for women and people who want to advance their political career. So Patty, thank you for joining me.
Oh, Kelly, thank you so much. I'm so proud that you're officially one of our rock star grads at the campaign school at Yale. You know, as you know, we are a tight-knit group. We love being with each other. We really enjoy each other so much. I'm so proud of the work that we do and the way in which we do it. So a little bit about myself. I have been political all my life, Kelly. No one else in my family is political. They kind of don't understand to this day how I got the bug. They call me to this day and ask me who they should vote for because they're just not political. I got very active in high school locally, working with a couple of candidates that I met who had been interviewed by friends who were active in our local radio station at the high school where I grew up in New Jersey. And I really, really liked what they had to say. And I just, you know, went down to headquarters one day and just started working on it. And, you know, this is how old I am, Kelly. It was about leafleting and, you know, putting mailings together. I did a lot of licking envelopes and a lot of putting stamps on mailings back then. But I really, really loved it. And of course, there's nothing better than being on a winning campaign. And I was really lucky back then because so many of the candidates I supported in high school went on to win and be elected. So I got very, very involved, very actively involved, and kind of knew that I wanted this to be an important part of my life. So when I was at George Washington University, I majored in political science, and one of the prerequisites at the time was to work for a member of Congress. And as a young, active, you know, young woman leader, there were so many women who were in Congress at the time who I wanted to work for. So I had interviews at many of Shirley Chisholm, for instance, was in Congress at the time. Barbara Jordan from Texas was in Congress. Marge Rukema from Massachusetts. Millicent Fenwick was my own congresswoman from New Jersey. So I started going around and being interviewed for an internship program and was lucky enough to work for the late, great Bella Abzug, a very opinionated, bombastic member of Congress from Queens, New York. And that's really when I really learned and appreciated kind of the rough and tumble of Congress, and quite frankly, the importance of women working collaboratively together. Because back then, Kelly, there were even fewer women in Congress than there are today. And so Bella, as a Democrat, was really dependent upon her girlfriends on the Republican side to help support key pieces of legislation. And one of the first pieces of legislation that we worked on at that time was the Fair Credit Act. You know, back then, women could not get their own credit in their own name. So women didn't have their own credit card. They had their credit card in their husband's name or their father's name, but not in their own name. So she collaborated with not only members of her party, but also Millicent Fenwick and other Republican leaders to introduce this Fair Credit Act, the piece of legislation that would provide, you know, equality for women in credit. And it was thanks to their leadership that women were able to get credit cards in their own name. That's that long ago, Kelly.
That's astounding.
It's mind blowing. So there are so many times wherever I go, and of course, I would travel extensively, as you know, before COVID. That was one of the first questions I would ask. How many of you have a credit card in your handbag? And of course, every hand went up in the air, right? And then I tell them that story. And it's just, it wasn't that long ago. So then fast forward, we come to Connecticut. My husband is at Yale's business school. I got very active again politically in New Haven, loved working on campaigns. And then it was 1992, which was our first official year of the woman. You remember that? There was a lot of excitement and enthusiasm. There were so many women, both on the Democratic and Republican side, who were running for Congress like never before. And so many of us who have been working politically thought, wow, we are really going to see a change now because we see more and more women who are running. And as you know, many of those women won in 1992, both on the Democratic and Republican side. So then we're feeling really excited, thinking, well, other women are going to see these women who have won, and they're going to say, hey, why not me? Right?
Exactly.
Except it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So in 1993, the numbers plummeted. And so Nancy Johnson, who was at the time a Republican member of Congress in Connecticut, along with her friend Rosa DeLauro, who was a Democrat who also was still in Congress, met with our founder, Andre Brooks. And Andre had a big dream, and her dream was to create a campaign school with a mission, which was to increase the number of women in the political pipeline, because she really believed that if we had training and networking, coaching, mentoring for women, Democrats, Republicans, independents, unaffiliated, in a place where they could come and get premier exemplary training and support beyond the training, that we would be able to finally level the playing field. So they met, and I was a part of that group. We met for about a year. We knew we wanted it to be nonpartisan. We knew we wanted it to be issue neutral. So as you know, Kelly, you don't have to be pro or con an issue to attend our school. We wanted to be able to create collaborative leaders. That was really our goal. And we wanted it to be at Yale University. So fortunately, we went over to Yale Law School, and the dean at the time was very excited about our vision and our dream for our 5-day intensive. And he said, sounds good to me. I'll give you 1 year. And that was 27 years ago, Kelly.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize it had been that long.
And your listeners may know of, you know, the phenomenal, the icon, the legend that is Deb Sofield. Deb, not only, she's a water commissioner in Greenville, but Deb not only attended our school, currently speaks at our school, but is a former president of our board.
Deb's amazing. She's a friend of mine here in the Greenville area. And she's a leader. She's a mentor. Mm-hmm. And she takes people under their wings, which is exactly what the school does. It takes people who are interested in getting prepared to run or work on a campaign, mm-hmm. and you open up the door and you give us opportunity, and you gave me connections. And I think that's the key for the school, is the connections that mm-hmm. I was able to make in the intensive program, albeit we had to do it by Zoom this year, which I understand was your first time doing it by Zoom.
Correct. Usually we're at Yale Law School, but you know, after COVID hit, we had a pivot because the campus was closed and we couldn't have our 5-day training last year. And so we quickly pivoted, and I went to our board and our faculty committee, and I said, we need to offer some online training for all of our grads who are running for office and have never run in a pandemic before. Who knows how to run? Who knew how to run when you can't be in the same room with your voters? Mm-hmm. You can't fundraise. You can't go to events. You can't go door to door because no one was opening up their door
exactly.
to you, right?
Exactly.
And so how can we help our grads pivot and pivot successfully to make sure that they ran campaigns effectively and successfully, and they were able to win in November? I'm happy to report that the majority, so we offered weekly trainings, Kelly, for 10 months during COVID, free of charge. It was our way of paying it forward. And so they became so popular that after a while, we offered them to not only our grads, but anybody who found themselves in the unfortunate predicament of trying to figure out how to run effectively in COVID. And to critical acclaim, I have to say, so many individuals who had a wonderful experience online with us during those 10 months eventually did apply for the 5-day. So it was a win-win all around. And most of the individuals we helped during COVID ran and won their races. So,
well, there were two people in my group, in my small group, that actually were running at the time that they were involved in the intensive.
Wow.
Which I think is really unique because it gave them a perspective and it probably helped them to be able to maneuver through a campaign that you've said it, it's extremely challenging. Why don't you tell people a little bit about the TCS Yale Basics events that you do periodically? Yep. If they're interested, where to go and how to find out about this fabulous program.
Thank you. So first, your listeners can go to our website, which is tcsyale.org. On our website, it describes both levels of training, our 5-day training, which we hold annually every June. Hopefully, we will be back at Yale Law School on the campus in June of 2022. But throughout the year, to your point, Kelly, we run one-day intensives called the Campaign School at Yale, the Basics, which is really for anybody who has a newly discovered passion for politics, but would like to work on developing skill sets in order to effectively launch themselves. So the thing that we love about the one-day training is we'll say to prospective students, if you are interested in running for office someday, join us. If you are interested in running a campaign one day, join us. If you want to learn how to be an effective leader on an issue in your community that you feel passionately about, join us. So it's really for everybody. We want everybody to be more civically engaged because a more civically engaged constituency is good for our country. So we just happen to have an upcoming training, one-day training via Zoom. So anybody can tune in. It will be held on Saturday, November 13th from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4. So it's a full day of fabulous speakers. You're going to leave with not only incredible skills, but you're going to leave inspired and upbeat and happy and able to plan your next step.
I think the speakers at your one-day event, they are motivational. It's they're trying to get everybody excited in a one day. I mean, the 5-day intensive, it's exactly what it says. It's intense. Mm-hmm. But the one day, what I found when I did it last fall during COVID was it really brought forth excitement about what the Campaign School at Yale does and what it offers. And the speakers are all so passionate about what they do and what they are willing to give of themselves to help others that are wanting to run for office or run a campaign, as you said.
Well, as Deb always says, we only have the best in the business, Kelly. And that's why you're so inspired. And that's what we want. We want our guests to leave feeling inspired and hopeful and given the tools that they need to lead effectively, for them to know that, yeah, it's hard. It's hard work, but it's so worth it. And we need your voice in the mix. You know, we need you stepping up and being a leader.
Well, I think that's what the Campaign School at Yale did for me, was made me realize that I do have a voice and that I need to not be afraid to share it and to, you know, get my sense of self-confidence when I really feel passionate about, you know, some of the things that I work on, distracted driving, you know, drug parity, Medicaid rules and laws. I just think that that's what it does provide you. And I think that anyone who is interested in a nonpartisan leadership program for learning how to run a campaign, working on a campaign, or you have aspirations of running for office someday, Patty, I have to give you hats off. The Campaign School at Yale absolutely did it for me. And I thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, Kelly, I'm thrilled. Thank you so much for thinking of us. I also want your listeners to know that As you know, we pride ourselves on being a telephone call or an email away. So if you have listeners who'd like to have a conversation with us, please call us at 203-734-7385, or you can shoot us an email at patriciarusso@tcsyale.org.
Absolutely. And she does answer her phone. Take it from my personal experience. Patty, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for thinking of me. And it's always so wonderful to see you.
You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.